First Lady Laura Bush led a tribute to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. today in the civil rights leader's hometown, Atlanta. A diverse group of speakers at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King once preached, related his teachings to events facing the nation today. From Atlanta, NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
The service began with the presentation of the American flag and the national anthem, led by a young girl from the congregation.
And the home.
First Lady Laura Bush called it a tremendous privilege to speak in the church where Dr. King grew up and where he served as a pastor for 8 years. She called slavery and segregation America's besetting sins, and she praised Dr. King for leading the civil rights struggle with love instead of hatred. Mrs. Bush also praised Dr. King's commitment to educating himself and others. She said U.S. history is unimaginable without him.
His incredible education allowed him to become the 20th century's greatest advocate of the American dream and the true meaning of the Declaration of Independence.
Mrs. Bush did not discuss the events of September 11th or the war on terrorism, but other speakers did, including former UN Ambassador Andrew Young, who knew Dr. King.
We're here to celebrate the fact that though his nation was at war, during most of his childhood and teenage years, he never lost the vision for peace. We're here to continue to commemorate that struggle for peace in the midst of a world of war.
The newly restored 80-year-old church in downtown Atlanta was packed with hundreds of people. They heard from a wide variety of speakers, including a hip-hop radio show host, the president of the American Arab Medical Association, a rabbi, a Korean minister, and Dr. Fahed Abu Akel, director of a local ministry for international students.
I dream of one day that all Christian preachers, Muslim imams, Jewish rabbis, religion ministers from all over the world will adopt the teaching of Dr. Martin Luther King of Nonviolence in their places of worship and to teach and live the way of nonviolence at home, in the community, in our nation, and our world.
At the end of the service, members of Dr. King's family and a commemorative choir led the congregation in song. Dr. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, and two of her children then traveled to Washington, D.C., where they joined President Bush for a White House ceremony marking the holiday. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Atlanta.